Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chof. We are learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Meir Leibowitz, Meir Ben Elimelech Halevi, and Sigmund Selinger, Shmuel Zanvil Ben Tuvia Halevi. Well, then, Shamus, we learn for Shevin Aliyah from our learning. And we begin 8 lines from the top on Chof Amid Aleph. Some Gemaras have a one dot there, Esve. And we'll continue, we begin a discussion. Rabbah had been asked by Abaye a question from yesterday, and that was, can the Regel start the count of the Shloshim, even though it doesn't count the Shiva? Rahman al-Salam has only passed away during the Regel, so the Shiva starts after the Regel, but can the Shloshim start during the Regel? And Rabbi had said, Omer Lei, Eino Ole, it doesn't count, both the Shiva and the Shloshim start only after the Regel. So Abaye had questioned that yesterday, and the first attempt to challenge that was rebuffed. And now we begin again, Chof Omer Aleph, 8 lines on the top with the word Esve. Abaye challenges Rabbi again. Esve regel olalo leminyan shloshim. Here it says beferish that the regel does count for the shloshim. This will be a stira to Rabbah. So it says ketzad. How does this apply? Kivaro b'tchilas regel. If somebody passed away at the beginning of the regel, somona shiva achar regel. The shiva doesn't start during the regel, as we've already pointed out several times. So the shiva starts after the regel. We mentioned again in chutz laaretz when you have yontif sheni shogolios. So the shiva actually starts counting towards the 7 days from the last day of Yontif in Chutz Laaretz, Yontif Sheni Shogolios, albeit there are no practical hanhagos of Avelus on that day, different than the rest of the Yontif, where you only have Dvarim Shevetzina applicable after the burial. And in any event, so you count the Shiva after the Regel. Umalachto nasas ayidei achayim. His work can't be done for him via other people. The Avel normally can't do work himself, and even his own work can't be done by other people. However, in this situation, because, as we'll see, the Shloshim started, so the Shiva is only applicable afterwards in terms of the dinim of the Shiva, but since people were able to go and visit him, and to be Mevaker, the Menachim, the Avel, on the Yontif, so therefore, technically, Malacha could be done for him on behalf of other people. Other people can do Malacha for him. Vavada, Vishivchosav, and his male and female servants, Osim Bitsino Basak Beso, could even do work for him in secret, in quiet, in private, in his house, not in public. Vein Rabim Misaskimbo, but people don't have to go pay a Shiva call to him, Shekfar Nisaskubo Beregel, because they've already visit him during the regel and don't have to go and actually pay a shiva call. Lemaisa, we don't paskin that way. We do say you do the shiva calls afterwards, but technically you could have gone to visit him during the yontif. The regel olo, here the braisa beferish says that the regel does count for him for what? For the shloshim. And therefore, clearly, this is a tiyufta on Rabbah, and the Gemara concludes tiyufta. He also, Rabbi, no more Rav Yochanan. When Rabbi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said, over the name of Rav Yochanan, afilu kvar beregel. If you buried him during the regel, so the regel starts to count to the shloshim. So this is again exactly the opposite of what Rabbi had said. Rabbi had said that the regel doesn't start the shloshim, but Rabbi said, over the name of Rav Yochanan, that the regel also is included in the start of the shloshim, even though the shiva is not. And this is also a psak halacha v'chein orilei Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Pidas b'rei. Rabbi Elazar told his son, Rabbi Pidas. We have a Rabbi Elazar ben Pidas, that was the grandson. Rabbi Elazar was the grandfather. He had a son, Rabbi Pidas, and he paskin for him afilu kvar b'regel. If the kvura took place during the regel, the shloshim started already, even though the shiva is pushed off till after the regel. Tanur Rabbi, we learn the following braisa, ki ein kefias hamita shlosha yomim kodem regel. If you did kriyas hamita, in those days they would overturn their beds. This is not applicable nowadays. Our beds are different. But if they did what was called kriyas hamita, they turned their beds over. They slept in the bottom of the bed, which was normally the bottom. Now was the top of the bed, so they overturned their beds. And if you did the shlosh yom kodem regel, 3 days before the regel, in other words, the shiva started 3 days before the regel, so then eino tzarech lechafosa achar regel. You didn't have to continue doing this after the regel, because the regel, as we pointed out in the Mishnah, it's not halacha l'maisa, but the Mishnah said that if there were 3 days before the regel of Avelus, so then the Avelus is canceled. We paskin, even if there's shah achas, even a half an hour, a short period of time, so then the regel knocks off the rest of the shiva. But in the Mishnah, we had said that if you had 3 days, so if you did kfiyas hamita, in other words, there was shiva for 3 days before the regel, so then the regel knocks off the remaining 4 days of the shiva, and ain't no tzarech l'chavosa achar regel. You no longer have to have shiva. In other words, you don't do kfiyas hamita or any of the other hanhagos of the shiva after the regel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. This is the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Eliezer. Chachamim omrim, no. This is the way we paskin halach l'maisa. Chachamim omrim afilu yom echad. Even if you had 1 day before the regel, afilu sho'achas, and it wasn't even a full day, it even was a short period of time. Sho'achas doesn't literally mean an hour, it meant even 5 minutes. This way sometimes Nebuch, you have a rushed burial, either Erev Shabbos or Erev the Regel to get in a day of the Shiva before Shabbos, or sometimes be before the Regel, so then you'll knock off the entire Shiva by having a very, very short period of time of formal Avelus, and then the Shiva is knocked off by the Regel. And that's the way the Chachamim say over here, and that's the way we paskin, that will knock off the Shiva. There is no Shiva after the Regel. The Brisa continues, Amar Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar by Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon says, Heine divrei beis Shammai, heine divrei beis Hillel. This machlokes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim is the same machlokes between beis Shammai and beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds, like the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, that you need 3 days, and beis Hillel says that even Shor Achas, beis Shammai omrim shlosha yom, beis Hillel omrim afilu yom echad. So therefore, this same machlokes between the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim parallels the same machlokes between beis Shammai, who hold like Rabbi Eliezer, and beis Hillel hold like the Chachamim, which is the way we paskin. Rav Huna, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna said over the name of Rav Chia bar Abba, said over the name of Rav Yochanan. Others say it was Amilei Omar. Now we have the gear so late, but it should be Luhu. He said to Rav Yochanan, Rav Yechia bar Abba, Ul Rav Huna. He said to all of these people, that's why it should be Luhu instead of Lei. Afilu Yom Echav, Afilu Shoachas. Like the Chachamim, like Beis Hillel, we paskin even 1 hour, even 1 day, a short period of time, will knock off the regal. Rava, as opposed to these opinions, however, said that we paskin like the Tana of our Mishnah, which said 3 days. How do we paskin? We again paskin like the opinion of the Chachamim in this brisa we just brought down, which is even Shor Achas Yom Echad. Ravina ikla l'surah de Pras. Ravina went to a place known as Surah de Pras, Surah which by the river Pras, and Amalei Rav Chaviva l'Ravina. Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, Hilchos Amai, how do we paskin? And he paskined again, the way we do Halach L'mai, Samalei Afilu Yom Echad, Afilu Shor Achas. Not like Rava, not like Beis Shammai, not like the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, but we paskin that even a short period of time, Shor Achas, literally 1 hour, but it doesn't have to be 1 hour, it can even be less than that, that knocks off the Shiva if a Rego comes up. Now, where do we see the idea of Shiva? Yosef Rav Chia bar Abba, the Rav Ami, Rav Yitzhak Nafcha, all three of these great Amoraim were sitting Akila, Akila is translated usually as the porch, of Rabbi Yitzchok ben Elazar. They're sitting by the porch of Yitzchok Elazar, and sitting and learning, obviously. And Nafak Milsa ben Ayi, and the following sugya came up to be discussed amongst them. Minayin Lavelu Shiva. Where do we see sources for a Shiva of 7 days for Avelus? Now, there are many sources. This is all Dirabbanon. There are many sources that are given. Some suggest that the earliest source is actually from Bereishis, where it says that when Adam and Chava sinned, they put on fig leaves, and that was a remez. The Gemara tells us in Brachos that that was a remez to the fact that they sinned by eating the fig tree, which was the Eitz Hadas. And that was known as Benos Shuach, or Benos Shiva. And since they brought death into the world, so that Sheva, that Shiva, is an allusion to the concept of Shiva. Then you have for Misu Shelach, also in Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Noach, right before the flood. So it says that Noach sat Shiva for Misu Shelach, Sheva Yomim, 7 days. So that's a remez also for the 7 days of sitting Shiva. It says that Kodesh Baruch Hu sat Shiva for the entire world for the 7 days beforehand. That's the way, ideally, Shiva should be the 7 days before a person dies, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do that. In any event, so that's another source of Shiva. None of these are mentioned over here. Here we have the statement as follows. Minayin Lavelu Shiva. So this is based upon the Pasuk that's brought down in Amos. Tichsiv V'afachti Chagechem Le'Evel. I will turn over your Yomtif, your Chag, to become Evel. And Ma Chag Shiva, just like a Yomtif is 7 days, Pesach is 7 days, Sukkot is 7 days, and you have Atzeres, of course, makes it an 8th day, but the base din of Yomtif is 7 days, both for Pesach and for Sukkos. So too, Afavelu Shiva, because I will turn your Yomtif into Evel. So that's a remez to the idea of Shiva being 7 days. Obviously, there's Shavuos, maybe it should be 1 day. So Gemara says, Ve'em Atzeres, the Chad Yoma. Why don't we say that Avelu should be 1 day, because Atzeres, Shavuos, is only 1 day? So Gemara says, no, how mi boy le'echad reish lakish. We need that for a different drasha to teach us that sometimes there's 1 day. What does that mean? That's a drasha reish lakish. Dama reish lakish. Reish lakish said, Mishum Reb Yehuda Nesiyah. Reish lakish said, in the name of Yehuda Nesiyah. Minayin l'shmua rechoka. A shmua rechoka is a person who didn't hear about Nebuch, the seven relatives that he has to sit Shiva for, that they passed away until 30 days had transpired, and it was more than 30 days from the actual time of the burial. So That's called a shmua rechoka. So minayin l'shmua rechoka, if a person finds out, nebuch, that a relative had passed away more than 30 days ago, sheinu noheges el yomecha, he only has one day of avelus, in that situation, not shiva, not 7 days, d'chsiv, v'avachti chagecham liyebel. This pasuk in Amos works for both. It teaches us the concept of shiva, and it also teaches us the concept that sometimes it's only one day. So it's compared to shiva, when a regular Patira occurs, a regular person passes away, and you hear about it right away, so then it's 7 days. And if it's a Shmur Rechoka, it's more distant, 30 days afterwards, so then it's like Shavuos, like Atzeres. Vafachti Chagechem Eva works for both. Yashikon Atzeres, Tikri Chad Yoma Chag. So therefore we see that Atzeres is called a Yontif of 1 day, so sometimes it's 1 day, sometimes it's 7 days, and everything works out well from the combination of the Drasha of Reish Lakish and these three other Amorayim, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Ami, and Rav Yitzchak Nachla. Fine. Mark continues and says, Tanu Rabbanu quote the following brayso, Shemua kirova, a near Shavua, that means that you heard about it within the 30 days. Noheges Shiva Ushloshim, that has a regular din of Shiva, has a regular din of Shloshim. As opposed to a Shmur Rechoka, if it's more than 30 days, so then Eino Noheges Eliyom Echad. You just have 1 day of Avelus, there's no Shiva, there's no Shloshim, it's just 1 day of Avelus that day. Now, how do we define Shmua Krova and Shmur Rechoka? I already gave us the answer. Ezo Yikrova, Ezo Rechoka. How do we define a Krova and Rechoka Shmua? Did you heard about it in a Krova or Rechoka Tayim span? So Krova Besok Shloshim. If you heard about it within 30 days of the burial, so then that is called a Shmua Kirova. And if it was more than that, more than 30 days, Rechoka, that's Liacha Shloshim. That's referred to after 30 days. This is the opinion of Divrei Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham say, no, Acha Shmua Kirova, V'acha Shmua Rechoka, whether it's a Shmua Kirova or a Shmua Rechoka, you still know Heges Shiva V'Shloshim. Even if you hear about 2 years later, you have to sit Shiva and you have Shloshim. That's the opinion of the Chacham. Now here, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that there is this concept of Shmua Rechoka, and we'll see, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, even though he's a Yochid against the Chacham and the Rabbim, because of the famous rule of Shmua that we've mentioned already several times, that we always go after the Mekel, the leaning opinion, when it comes to Avelus, and we'll talk about this more in a moment in the Gemara. In any event, Amar Rabbi Barachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Komakum Shatamotzi Yochid Mekel. In a situation where you find an individual that's Mekel, and the Rabbim are Machmirim, and a situation where the Rabbim are the Machmir opinion, so we always go by the Machmir opinion. Halacha ki Rabbim, we always go by the Machmir opinion. Again, there are always exceptions to the rule. And Tosus points out, the same thing is true of Uadin, Yochid Machmir v'Rabbim Mekilim. If it's the other way around, the Yochid is Machmir, so then Halacha is still like the Rabbim. It's not the fact that one is Machmir and one is Mekel, it's the fact it's Yochid versus Rabbim. Well, Mishum Da'achi, I Rabbi Yochid Mekel, since here we're talking about the Yochid Mekel, Rabbi Kiva was the Mekel one, so Nokin Hochi, that's why it phrased it in this way. And again, this is not an absolute hard and fast rule, because he says that we sometimes do follow the opinion of the Yochid against the Rabbim. Classically, for example, Rav Yossi, we always seem to pass like Rav Yossi against the Rabbim, because he was very, very careful with his psak halacha. And anyway, there are always exceptions to the rule. So we find over here, in Erevin, Tosus brings down that Erev Omer halacha divrei Mekel, we always follow the Mekel, afilu lagabi Rabbim, even if it's against the Rabbim. And as well, there's just certain situations where we pass like certain individuals against a rabbin. But here, we are talking about Avelus. So here, we're specifically saying we follow the Mekel over here by Avelus Chutz Mizu. This is the exception to the rule. Sha'af, Apishu, Rabbi Akiva Mekel. Even though Rabbi Akiva was the Yochid and he's Mekel, the Chacham Machrimim, they're the rabbin. Nevertheless, Halachid Rabbi Akiva, because as I mentioned several times already, including a minute ago, the Shmuel says the famous rule, Halachid Rabbi Mekel Be'evo. We follow the more lenient opinion in Avelus. Avelus is almost all Dinim the Rabbanim, and we're allowed to go after the lenient opinion. That's the way Chazal set it up. Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Chanina asile shmua diavua mibe chazoi. Rabbi Chanina heard a shmua, and it was a shmua rechoka, that his father had passed away in the city of Be Chazoi. So also came to Rav Chisda. He went to Rav Chisda to say, do I follow the opinion that I hold Shiva Ushloshim, or do I hold just 1 day? So I'm like, Shmur Rechoka, Eino Noheges, Eliyom Echad. So he told him, we pass like Rabbi Akiva, that by a Shmur Rechoka was more than 30 days, so then we only have 1 day, there's no Shiva and there's no Shloshim. Similarly, Rav Nosson Bar Ami, the same thing happened to him. Also, Lei Shmua de Ime. He never heard that his mother had passed away. She also lived Mivei Chozoi, and it was a Shmua Rechoka. So he went to ask what the halach is. Also, the time of the Rav, he went to Rava, and Amalei, Rava told him, Hariyamu Shmua Rechoka, and Nono Heges, Eliyom Echabubad. He passed in the same way. Halach Lebais, we have two situations over here. We pass it like the Mekel opinion that even though it's a Das Yochid, who's Mekel against the Das Rabbim that's Machmir, we follow this halacha of going after the Mekel in Avelus, and therefore the Shmur Rechoka, we only have 1 day and not Shiva and Shloshim. However, this is now questioned by Rav Nosson Bar Ami. Eisvei, Rav Nosson Bar Ami said, "Bamed dvar mamurim." Under what circumstances is this so? "Bamed dvar mamurim b'chamisha meisei mitzvah." This is for the other five of the seven relatives, not including a mother or father. This is talking about Rachman al-San, a person loses a son or a daughter, or a brother or a sister or a spouse. So then, you only have by Yishmur Rechoka one day. But Rav Nosson Bar Ami says that, in fact, Avol al-Obid, the al-Imo, Shiva u'shloshim, for a parent, even though we say for the other five relatives it's only one day for Shmur Rechoka, by a parent, he says it's different, by a parent, it's Shiva u'shloshim. But Rava said, no, Amale yichidahi, this opinion that you're bringing down, this brice of a medvar mamurim, is also a das yochid, and we don't follow this das yochid, we don't follow this das yochid, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, which was a general rule, that in fact, even for a parent, and certainly for the other five relatives, that we only have one day by Yishmur Rechoka. Now, who was this opinion that we just brought down in this brisa, this Das Yochid? The Tanya. We learned in the following brisa, Maiso Meis Avishu Rabbi Tzadok B'Ginzak. Rabbi Tzadok Nebuch lost his father. His father lived in Ginzak, and it was a Yishmur Rechoka. He only heard about it, Vodiyu Li'achar Shalosh Shanim. He only heard about it 3 years later. There was no travel between Ginzak and his town, apparently, and he didn't hear about it until 3 years later. So he went and answered Shiloh, what should I do in terms of Shiva and Shloshim? Ubavishalas Elisha ben Avuya. Now Elisha ben Avuya is Acher, but we see from here that at one point in time he was a great Tana, and they asked him Shilas. He's found in Pirkei Avos as Elisha ben Avuya. We find him here in the Gemara, and Nebuch, he went off the Derech, which again is tremendous Musa for all of us, that we should never think, oh, there's no way I'll sin. People do things, say, ah, there's no way I'll sin. I'm immune to that type of Yetzihara. And we should unfortunately learn from this example of Elisha ben Avuya that nobody should ever be thinking that he won't sin. We have other examples as well. You have Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and Nebuch, he also became a Tzduki at the end of his life. So nobody should ever be certain that they won't sin. So in any event, they asked the Shaila to Elisha ben Avuya, Zekenim Shimo, and all the other Chachamim that were with him, and the Amru, and they all Paskin, Nahog, Shiva, Ushloshim. They are the Das Yochid, Elisha ben Avuya, and the Zekenim that were with him are the Das Yochid that said, even for Shmua Ruchoka, that you should go and have Shiva and Shloshim. But that's not the way we Paskin. We Paskin, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's only one day. Similarly, Ukshmeis ben Osho Rabbi Achiyah Begola, when Rabbi Achiyah, now this is going to be, in a moment from now, we're going to assume that this is Rabbi Chiyah, but it's not ultimately, but right now, Ukshmeis ben Osho Rabbi Achiyah Begola, when Rabbi Achiyah's son passed away in the Gola, and he was in Eretz Yisrael, so Yoshev Lov Shivu Shloshim, even though it was a Shmur Rechoka, he also sat for a Shiva and Shloshim, even though it was a Shmur Rechoka. So he also was a Das Yochid that we don't follow like. Now the Gemara says, really? Is that true? Are you telling me that Rabbi Achiyah sat Shiva and Shloshim? But I'll show you that Rabbi Achiyah didn't hold like that. For Rav, the great Rav, who was a Talmud as well as the nephew of Rabbi Achiyah, he was a nephew on both sides, Rav was Bar Achuyah de Rabbi Achiyah. He was the nephew on the half-brother side of Rabbi Chiyah, as well as the Hu Bar Achose de Rabbi Chiyah. He was also the nephew via the half-sister Rabbi Chiyah. And Rashi, the Ksiviyad, 2 lines in the bottom of the Daf, tells us that Rav was Bar Achud Rabbi Chiyah. He was the son of the brother of Rabbi Chiyah. How is that? Hava Aviv Shel Rabbi Chiyah. Rabbi Chiyah's father married Noso Leah. So the grandparent level, Rav Chiyah's father married a lady by the name of Leah, beholdi bimena Avo, and they had a child, Avo. And then, subsequently, Rav Chiyah's father's wife, Leah, passed away, so Avo is alive. He is from the first wife of Rav Chiyah's father, and then the Noso es Rachel, Rav Chiyah's father then married Rachel, and she had a daughter from her first husband as well. He passed away, and she had a daughter, the law Bas, Me'isha Acher. So, Umei Rachel, no lad Rav Chiyah. Then Rav Chiyah's father and Rachel had Rav Chiyah. So Rav Chiyah had already a half-brother from his father by the name of Avo, and that Va'osa Bas that came into the marriage with Rav Chiyah's mother, Rachel, so that girl, Nosa Avo, ended up marrying Avo. They were not related at all. And Rav was the son from that marriage. So therefore, Avo was Rav Chiyah's half-brother on his father's side, and Rachel was his half-sister on his mother's side. And those two, half-brother and half-sister, they weren't related to each other, they got married and had Rav. So Rav was his nephew from both sides. In any event, That is a necessary background to know this story. So, Kisolik Lhasim, when Rav went up from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, where Rav Chiya was, he said to him, Amalei, Rav Chiya said to Rav, Abba Kain, is your father, i.e. my half-brother, Avo, is he alive in Babel? This is the way Rashi understands. We'll see an interesting alternative explanation in a moment. So Rav did not want to tell him bad news. We learned previously that you don't want to be the bearer of bad news. So Amalei, he said, Ema Kayemis, my mother, Rachel's daughter, is alive. Now, some suggest that Rav wouldn't say something that was wrong because his mother wasn't alive. Both his father, Avo, and his mother, Rachel's daughter, were no longer alive. So some say this is a rhetorical question. Why did you ask me about my father? Why didn't you ask me about my mother? So that's how you should understand this, because we wouldn't want to say that Rav said something that was incorrect. So, Amalei, Ema Kayemes, why didn't you ask me that my mother is alive? So Amalei, so then Rav Chiya asked him, okay, Ema Kayemes, is your mother alive? So Rav told him, Amalei, Abba Kayem, why don't you ask me, is my father alive? And Rav Chiya got the message that both of them were not alive, and therefore Rav didn't want to say this outright. He didn't want to be the bearer of bad news. So Amalei Shame, so Rav Chiya tells his Shamish, take off my shoes, Chalotz Limin Oli, so I will sit shiva for only a short moment in time. In other words, Rav Chiya held that a shmur rechoka, this was a shmur rechoka, you only have to sit for a short period of time, one day, or even less than that, even a short period of time, shua achas, and then the shiva is over. So he said, take off my shoes and I'll sit shiva for a moment, and then bring with me my clothing to the bathhouse, and I'll go to be rochets. Now, you're not allowed to do rechitza if you're an avelus. So clearly Rav Chiya held one day of avelus. Now, the kasha was, we just said Rav Achia held shiva shloshim. So here we seem to be saying that Rav Chiya and Rav Achia, the same person, how could Rav Achia hold shiva shloshim and Rav Chiya seemingly over here holding only one day? So the Gemara gives the obvious answer in a moment, the Rav Chiya l'chud, Rav Achia l'chud, that they're two separate people. But we'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's learn three things from Rav Chiya did. Shema mino tlos. We learned three halachas. Number one, shema mino ovel also benina sasado. He had to have some sort of a shiva, so he had to take off his leather shoes. He's not allowed to wear leather shoes. That was point number one. Shema mino point number two, shmur rechoka in unheges el yom echad. Here we see the halacha that Rav Chiya held, that a shmur rechoka is only one day and not shiva or shloshim. And point number three, shema mina, mikta seyom kakula. You don't have to sit even the whole day. Even shoachas is good enough. Bottom line is, as I pointed out, how can Rav Chiya here say yom echad? And before we just said Rav Achia held shiva shloshim. The Gemara gives the answer that I pointed out already several times. Rav Chiya luchod. Here Rav Chiya is a different person. Rabbi Achia luchod. They're two different people, and therefore you can't bring your ayah from one to the other. Tosos, bringing down the Rabbeinu Chananel, says he doesn't like to understand the way Rashi had explained the story about it was a rhetorical question that he said, why didn't you ask me about my mother? Oh, he asked me about my mother. Why didn't you ask me about my father? He says that's difficult to understand. So he was saying that Rav Chiya asked Rav, is my father a mother alive? And Rav answered, well, my father and mother are alive, implying that Avo and Rachel's daughter, his mother, was still alive, implication being that Rav Chiya's parents were no longer alive. And that's the way Rabbeinu Chananel is brought down here in Tosos, is explaining this scenario. In any event, Rav Chiya l'chud, Rav Achia l'chud. We continue on Chaf Amid Beis with the Gemara telling us the following story. Amar Rav Yosi by Ravin, Shama Shmua Kirova Beregel. If you heard a Shmua Krova during the Regel, so it was within the 30 days during the Regel, but you're not knowing Shiva during the Regel, but after the Regel, it's going to be more than 30 days. Well, the Matzia Regel, Nasis Ruchoka. Now it's more than 30 days after the Regel, so what do you do? Olulo, Veinu Noegel Yom Echad. So this opinion of Rav Yosi bar Ravin is that the regel counts in terms of the 30 days. So now, when you're starting to be noheg the halacha of shiva after the regel, it's called the shmur rechoka, even though you actually knew about it when it was a shmur karova, but since you couldn't do anything about it because the shiva is not noheg in the regel, so you only have one day of avelus afterwards. We're not noheg shiva shloshim, we're just noheg yom echad. Similarly, Tani Rav Ada, Dimin Kesari, Kamei Rav Yochanan. Similarly, Rav Ada, who came from the city of Kesaria, he said over in front of Rav Yochanan the same idea, the following brisa. Shama Shmua Kerova b'Shabbos. If a person heard on the 30th day, and it was Shabbos, about Nebuchadnezzar's person that he would be sitting Shiva for passed away, L'matzi Shabbos Nasir Chokah, but on Matzi Shabbos is already the 31st day. So on Shabbos, we're not knowing Shiva. So what do you do in this situation? It's exactly the same case as the Regel. Ein no yelo yom echad. Since by the time you could do something about it, by the time you would actually sit Shiva, it was more than 30 days. It becomes a Shmur Rechokah, and we paskin, as we said, you only hold one day, Shor Achas, Mixis Yom Kekulo, a short period of time, and that's all the availus that you have. Now, the Gemara asks the following question, Korea o eno Korea. In a din of a Shmur Rechoka, is there a ripping Kriya? Does a person rip his garment or not? Rav Mani Omar eno Korea, Rav Chinin Omar Korea. So we have a Machlokas. Rav Mani says you don't do Kriya, because you only do Kriya by a Shmur Krova, not by a Shmur Rechoka. But Rav Chinin says, why not? You do Kriya as well, even for a Shmur Rechoka. Ravani asked Rav Chiya the following, Chanina the following. Amr le Ravani le Rav Chanina, Bishlom le Didi. It works out very well to me, Damina in Korea, why I say you don't rip Kriya, Hainu de lo iku Avelus Shiva, because there's no Avelus of Shiva. And therefore, the Avelus of Shiva is what mandates, so to say, that you rip Kriya. El Didcha, the Amr's Korea, according to you, that you have to rip Kriya, so Kriya below Shiva, Miiko. Is there such a concept that you ever rip Kriya when you don't have an Avelus of Shiva? So, that's what Rav Mani asked Rav Chanina. And he says, why not? V'lo. Who says, what does ripping Kriya have to do with the Shiva? After all, V'atayna, we learn the following braisa. Isi avua de Rav Zera. Isi was the father of Zera. Others say, V'amile achud Rav Zera told him about it. He was the brother of Zera. Kameh de Rav Zera. He said over in front of Rav Zera the following. If somebody doesn't have a garment to go and rip Kriya with, then it's damin lo b'soch Shiva, and it only comes to him during the Shiva. In the middle of the Shiva, he had a garment to go rip Kriya on. Beforehand, for whatever the reason, he didn't have a garment that he could rip Kriya on. So obviously, Tosa says, what was he wearing? So Tosa says it was somebody else's garment. He's so poor, he didn't have his own garment. So you're not allowed to rip Kriya on somebody else's garment. You can't be a tzaddik on somebody else's garment. You borrowed the garment, but you don't have the right to rip Kriya on it. But now then, somebody, Baruch Hashem, bought him a garment, or his garment came back from the laundry, whatever it was. And now, in the middle of the Shiva, he gets his own garment. So this opinion of Isi, either the father or the brother of Zera, said in front of Rav Zera, Korea, you now rip Kriya. But if the garment only came after the Shiva, so now you could rip Kriya on it, le'achar Shiva, however then, eino Koreya. So therefore, you clearly see that it's not the Shiva that makes the Kriya, it's if you have a garment during the Avelus, then you go rip Kriya, but it's not because you have 7 days of Shiva. So it seems to be that the two aren't related. So Rav Zera said, what is this Braisa talking about? It's only talking about the other five relatives, Rachmona Litzlan, a son, a daughter, a brother, a sister, or a spouse. But for a parent, Rachmona Litzlan, a person who loses his father or his mother, Korea, he rips, even any time after the Shiva, you still rip Kriya. Bottom line is, Kriya has nothing to do with Shiva. So Rav Mani, how come you're telling Rav Chanina that it has to do with Shiva? It doesn't have to do with Shiva. So Gemara says, Ki tanya hi l'chovet avivimu. No. Technically, the Shiva and the Kriya are related to each other. Why, for a parent, even after the Shiva, do we say you still rip Kriya? That's a pure din in kovod avivimu. But it's not fulfillment of the obligation, midi rabbanan, to go rip Kriya. So, in other words, you're not obligated to go rip Kriya als din of Kriya, but you rip Kriya because it's a kavod for your father and mother, Rachmana Litzlan, that passed away, that you should rip Kriya for them at this point in time, even though it's after the Shiva. And we, in fact, paskin like this opinion of Rav Mani. Tanya Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa. Kol ha'omer b'parashas kohanim shekoyim mitami lehen. All of the people that rings down in the parasha of the kohanim. Kohanim is not allowed to become tami lemeis. However, the seven relatives, he's allowed to become tami for them. So, in regards to those seven relatives, Ovel misalvel lehen. Those same seven relatives, and Ovel has to go and sit Shiva for. What are those seven relatives? We mentioned them many times. Ve'elhein ishto, his spouse. Same would apply with spouse to a husband. Aviv v'imo, the father or the mother. Or Achiv v'achoso, the brother or the sister. V'no bita, Rachman al-San, a son or a daughter that were to pass away as well. So those are the seven relatives. That's in terms of Kohanim, that they go and have avelus for those. They're metame to him, and they have avelus for them. So too, an Avel has an obligation to sit Shiva for them. Hosif v'alayim, they added on, the rabbis added on, that for Avelus, there are additional people that a Kohen's not mechuyev or allowed to become Tomei for, and they, nevertheless, are people that you would sit Shiva for. Hosifu aleihem, the rabbis added on, Ochiv v'achoso habesula me'imo. The Ochiv and Achoso that we mentioned before are paternal brother, a paternal sister, and here they added on, to the Avelos, even a maternal brother or a maternal sister, Achoso Habesula Meimo. Again, technically the din, if the woman is married, his sister is married, so technically the coin's not metami to her, and technically you don't have to sit Shiva. For them, the Maisa, we sit Shiva for a even Achoso, maternal or paternal, that is even married. In any event, the Gemara here says that they added on a maternal sister that was a Basula. And in addition, Vachoso Nesua Bein Aviv Bein Meimo. And we added on as well, even if the woman is married, if his sister is married, and this is true paternally or maternally, we added that on as well. Again, there's a discussion amongst the poskim in terms of how much of these requirements of Shiva and for Tomei for a Kohen are Midoraisa. Some of them are obviously Doraisa, but some of these that we just mentioned are only Midorabbanan. Okay, and then the Braisa continues and says, "Kishem shemis avel aleihem." Just like you have to sit shiva for them, you have avelus for them. Kach mis avel al shneim shalehem. Here we had an interesting new idea, which is not usually noheg lemaisa except under certain circumstances, and that is those shneim, the relatives of those relatives that we just said that you sit shiva for, you also go and mourn them when those relatives of your relative are lost, so then you also sit shiva for them. Divi Rabbi Kiva, this is opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rashi ben Elazar Omer, Eino Misavel El Al Ben Bino V'Al Avi Oviv. He says, no, we don't do it for all the relatives. We only do this going down for a grandson, your son's son, or for your grandfather, your father's father. And Tosos brings down that this applies as well on the maternal side. He brings down in the Dibur HaMaskel Al Avi Oviv Al Ben Bino Pirish Petosvos Harav B'Shem Rabbo Dehu Adin Avi Imo Ubas Bito. The same thing would apply to his maternal granddaughters or grandson and his maternal grandfather or grandmother. The Chachamim conclude and they say Kol Shemis Abel Olav Misavel Imo. Anybody that you would sit Shiva for them and now they're in Avelus, so then you're in Avelus as well for the people that they're sitting Shiva for. Now, this sounds exactly like the Tanakama. So, the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the first opinion we brought down, which is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and the Chachamim's opinion? Aren't they exactly the same? Rabbi Akiva said, "Ukishem shemisabel aleim kachusval al shtim shalahem," and the Chachamim said, "Kol shemisabel lo misabel imo." Aren't they exactly the same opinions? So, Gemara says, not exactly. Ika benayu, there's one difference between them. Imo babayis. The difference is whether they're actually with you in your house. Rabbi Kiva's machmir, under all circumstances, that if one of the people that you would sit shiva for is sitting shiva, you have to sit shiva with them, even if they're not in your house. Whereas a chacham say it's only when they're in your house. And we see this, Kihoda Amale, Rab L'chia Brei, as Rab said to Chia, his son. Rab named his son after his uncle, Rabbi Chia. So Rab said to Chia, his son, and likewise, Zuchain Omar Le, Rab Huna, Rav Huna, who was a great Talmud of Rav, said, the same din to his son, Rabba, and he said, Ba'apa Nahog Avelusa, you have to go and sit Shiva, hold the dinum of Avelus, when your wife, Nebuch, is sitting Shiva for her relatives. However, below Apa, when you're not around her, Lo Tinog Avelusa, then you have no obligation to go and sit Shiva, even though your wife is in Avelus. When you're with her, you should be acting like you're in Avelus as well. But when you're not with her, so then the dinim of Avelus don't apply to you. So that is like the Chachamim, that is how we paskin, at least on a technical basis, and not like the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Maisa Shahaya, Mar Ukva, Shochiv Le Bar Chamua. Mar Ukva lost his brother-in-law, his father-in-law's son. And Sovar, he held, like we just brought down, Lemesav Ale Shivo Shoshim. He thought, since he would have to go and be misabel for his wife, Rechon al Salam, she died, and she has to go and sit Shiva for her brother. So he thought, he also, Sovar Lemesav Ale Shiva Ushloshim. He thought he'd have to sit Shiva and Shloshim for his brother-in-law, because his wife would be sitting Shiva and Shloshim. So all Rav Huna, Ligabe, Rav Huna went to him to go and just visit him, not to pay a shiva call on him. Maybe he was going to pay a shiva call on his wife, I don't know. And anyway, Rav Huna went to him, and Ashkechei, and he found him that he was in Avelus. So he said to him, really, do you love eating the Avelus food so much? Amalei Tzudiniyasa Bois Lemechal. Rashi brings down the Tzudiniyasa is Sudas the Avel, the Sudas Avra, the food that they bring to the Avel. Is that what you're so interested in eating over here, that you're sitting shiva? After all, we don't pass it like Rabbi Akiva, we pass it like the Chacham. Lo amru l'chvod ishto, el'chav v'chamosu. And furthermore, this doesn't apply to her brother, to her sister. This only applies to her father and mother. So for your father-in-law, your wife's father, your mother-in-law, your wife's mother, so then for those two, le'ishto, for her chomiv, v'chamoso, for your father-in-law, your mother-in-law, for her parents, so then you should, while you're in her presence, sit shiva as well. But not for your brother-in-law, you don't have to. That's what Rav Huna told him. And I'll show you this is right, Rav Huna says, based upon the following brisa, the Tanya, mi shemeis chomiv o chamoso, rechmona l'salam, somebody's father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, so eino rashoi, you're not allowed, lochov es ishto, to force your wife not to sit shiva for them. Lios kocheles, that she should go put on all sorts of eyeshadow, the lios pokeses, and that she should put on makeup. You can't ask her to do that. She's an avelos. What you can do, however, is elokofe mitoso v'noogi mo'avelos. What you have to do is you should do kviyas amita on your own bed, and you should sit shiva with her. Likewise, v'chainhi shemeis chamiya o chamosa, if her father-in-law or mother-in-law passed away, meaning your father and mother passed away, your wife's father-in-law and mother-in-law, so eino rasha lios kocheles lios masekes, then she shouldn't go put on eyeshadow and eye makeup and all sorts of other makeups. Ella, what she should do is elakofa mitasa, she should have kriya samita, v'noeges imo avela, she should sit shiva with you. That's the first brisa. But Tani Yidok, the second brisa says, you don't do that. So how are you going to reconcile the two brises? We'll see in a second. The second brisa says, even though you can't force your wife, when she's in Avelus, to go put on makeup, put on eyeshadow, and put on rouge, and all sorts of other makeup, Bemis Amru, nevertheless, Halach is, Bemis Amru is saying, Halach is, Mozeges lo asakos, you can ask her to go and give you a glass of wine, Umatzas lo mita, and she can go make the bed for you, Umurachetzes lo pon of your other raglov, and she's allowed to go and wash your hands, feet, and your face. So, in other words, she's allowed to do things that normally in Avelus she wouldn't be allowed to do. So, we have a steerer between these two brises. The first one said you can't force her not to be in Avelus, and the second one seems to say that you can ask her to do things that normally would not be done in Avelus. So, how do you reconcile the two brises? Kashina dode. So, Elo lav shmaminot. Rav Chisda says the answer is the first brisa is ka b'chovim b'chamoso, that you also are obligated to be in Avelus with your wife, and therefore she can't do anything because you're also obligated to be in Avelus. Whereas the second brisa that says you can't force her to do certain things, but you can ask her to do other things, kam b'shar krovim. That's with the other five relatives, that the din of Avelus is somewhat pushed aside in terms of her obligations to her husband, whereas with a parent, her father or mother, all of the Avelus applies, and any obligations she has to her husband aren't in effect because of the Avelus she has for her mother and her father. Shmamina, this is a good raya to what Rav Huna told Mar Ukva. And in fact, the Brisa says the same thing. We said that these dinim, that a wife has to have her full avelus, and that the husband should be in accord with his wife, acting in avelus, is only for the wife's mother or father, the man's father-in-law and mother-in-law. Another Maisa Shoya. Amemar Shochiv Le Barbure. Amemar Nebuch lost his grandson, his son's son. Lo aleinu, kara ilave. So he ripped kriya over his grandson, based upon the principle that we said that if somebody that you would be sitting shiva for is an avelus, so then you have to be an avelus like them. So just like his son, Rachmona Lislan, if he were to pass away, he would have to go rip kriya. So when his son had to rip kriya over his son's son, so Amemar felt that he had to rip kriya as well. So also Berei, then his son comes along and kara bape, and Amemar ripped kriya again in front of his son. Others understand this, so Viatosis brings down that his son ripped Kriya in front of him. Amemar's son now ripped Kriya. That's the second Kriya that we're dealing with over here. But the simple understanding is that Amemar ripped Kriya three times, and this is the second time that he ripped Kriya. But then he realized that he had done it while he was sitting down. Tosis explains that Amemar specifically ripped Kriya in front of his father to remind his father that you shouldn't have ripped Kriya while you were sitting down. In any event, he now remembered, Amemar realizes Idkar Demiyushov Korat, that he did rip the Kriya the first time while he was sitting down, and Kom Korat Me'umat, and he stood up now and ripped Kriya again. So clearly, he held that you had to rip Kriya while you were standing up. So that, now the Gemara is going to question. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Amemar, Rav Ashi says to Amemar, Kriya Demu'umad Minolad. Where do we find this idea that you rip Kriya while you're standing up? Dersiv, so he brings down a pasuk from Iov, where it says, Vayokom Iov, when Iov Nebuch was in his Avelus. So it says, Vayikra Es Me'olo. So he stood up, Vayikra, Vayokom Iov, Vayikra Es Me'olo. He only ripped Kriya when he was standing up. We turn to Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. But wait a second, the word says, Elamayata, if that's the reasoning, So then we also find in Chalitza, it says, V'omad V'omar, that the brother-in-law, if he chooses not to do Yibam with his dead brother's wife, so he says, V'omad, he has to stand up, V'omar, and to say, Lo chafatzi l'kachta, I don't want to take her. So based upon this, if you're, what you're saying is by Eov, it teaches us he has to stand up to Rip Kriya. So to over here, are you telling me, Chalitza, you have to stand up, Hochanami, that you have to stand up? Oh, maybe you do have to stand up. The Gemara says that's not true. Vatanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ben Yoshev Ubein Omed, Ben Mota, that if you wish, you could be standing up. If you wish, you could be sitting down. You could be leaning. You can do Chalitza in any position. So why are you telling by Eo, it's Mechuyev, it's Ma'akev, that you have to do the Kriya standing up? And that's what our Mamer ripped the Kriya again because he wasn't standing up. Whereas by Chalitza, we don't say that. So Amalei, so Amemar says, because Hosom loksiv via Amod viomar. It doesn't say by a Chalitza that he should get up and he should go and say, I don't want her. As opposed to by Eov, Hosom ksiv, it said, Vayokum, and he stood up, Vayikra. Only after he stood up did he rip the Kriya, implying that by Eov it was Ma'akev, whereas by the Chalitza it is not a din, it's not Ma'akev if you don't stand up. Amar Rabbi Chama concludes and he says, Minayin l'kriya shimu'uman, he says, the same pasuk that Amemar just brought down, how do we know that Kriya has to be done while you're standing up? Shinemar vayokom Eov vayikra. It says that Eov stood up, and only then did he rip Kriya. And that's the din that you should rip Kriya while you're standing up. Now, we're still in the middle of discussion. We'll question this more Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, but this is a good break point, and this we conclude today's share.